And our state capitol report continues now with a look at a proposal from two Democratic state lawmakers, which looks to expand eligibility for the state's Badger Care program. This legislation would allow anyone in Wisconsin to purchase a health care plan, health insurance plan, through Badger Care. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We will welcome in one of the bill's authors to make the case that a public option for Badger Care is a good idea. What do you think? Is this a good idea or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is LaTanya Johnson, a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee and co-author of the recently proposed Badger Care for All bill. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So why does Badger Care need a public option, in your opinion?
We need a public option basically to spread out some of the liability. You have individuals who are above 100% of the poverty level who are eligible for the exchange, but not necessarily able to afford the premiums. The public options allows individuals to be able to spread the cost. And the cost is relatively low when we cover more of the pool. And we want to make sure that everyone in Wisconsin has the opportunity to receive affordable health care coverage.
So your legislation would allow this to be open to anyone who wants to buy coverage?
Basically, the public option, what that allows, it allows individuals who are over the poverty level, which is 100% of the poverty level, to basically buy into the policy. And that will overall provide more coverage to individuals who don't qualify for Badger Care.
Yeah. So how much would it cost the state to implement such a plan?
Well, basically a rough estimate. We're looking at adults for their coverage to range anywhere from $512 a month to about $611 a month, and for a child's coverage about anywhere from about $211 a month to $242. Now, that's just an overall assumption. Of course, there are other things that have to weigh in, such as the age of the individual, the amount of coverage that will be needed, and things of that nature.
Yeah. But how much would it cost the state to do this?
The overall cost to the state is relatively, it's relatively an estimate. There's no concrete number for the actual cost to the state because there are specific benchmarks that have to be met, such as the age, the health, and the amount of coverage that is applicable. Right now, Badger Care covers roughly around 700,000 individuals here in the state of Wisconsin.
Suzanne, Facebook says Badger Care for All is a great idea, but thinks the issue needs to be handled by a non-government group. So how would Badger Care for All work? This would be the state of Wisconsin administering the plans for all of the people who sign up, or how does it work?
Basically, what would happen is that the Department of Health and Services would have to request a waiver or submit amendments to the state medical assistance plan. And this would allow individuals whose income is greater than what's currently allowed, which is an income eligibility limit for Badger Care of roughly about 100% below the poverty level, to receive assistance through either the childless adults or the Badger Care Plus program. And through this coverage, it would basically allow the program to buy a separate purchase option, which would then allow them to have the public buy-in.
Yeah. So is Badger Care equipped to handle an influx of people trying to get into the program?
As a matter of fact, I think it is. As a matter of fact, I think it would make coverage better for all. When you saw so many individuals being cut off of Badger Care last session, you had parents who were separated from their children's policies because the parents received their incomes were above 100%. So you saw the children remain covered, but the parents didn't. And with that, what you saw was you saw a decrease in the number of healthy check visits for those families because now the parent doesn't have any coverage. And so what we want to do is, and it also didn't account for those individuals who receive jobs. And maybe their jobs pay them more than 100% of the poverty level. And so those individuals are then kicked off of Badger Care, only to find themselves coming back 8 to 9 months later with no coverage or basically coverage that they aren't necessarily using because they can't afford the co-pays, to now coming back into the Badger Care system and not having their medicines or their medical checks for multiple months at a time. What we want to do is create access for everyone in Wisconsin to have that basic right, which is just a healthy lifestyle and access to health care. As someone who didn't have health care until I was elected, I understand the fight and the challenge of being able to go to the doctor when is absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. And for those individuals, we just want to make sure that they have that opportunity to seek the medical care that they need.
Our guest is LaTanya Johnson, Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. We'll continue talking about Badger Care for All after the news. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with a guest about her Badger Care for All proposal. Badger Care for All would allow anyone in Wisconsin to purchase a plan through the Badger Care program. And we are wondering what questions you have about this, whether you think it's a good idea or not to expand eligibility for the state's Badger Care program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is a co-author of the Badger Care for All bill. She is Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee, LaTanya Johnson. And we'll get to calls in just a moment, but Senator Johnson, just before news time, you were talking about how until you became a state legislator, you had a difficult time getting your own health insurance, and you know how important this is. Talk about just why it is a good idea to expand eligibility for Badger Care. Why is Badger Care for All such a good idea?
Because health care should be a basic human right. We want to make sure that everyone who needs medical treatment can seek it. You shouldn't have to lose your house or your car just to be able to afford medical treatment. Previously, I was a child care provider, and I was self-employed. And prior to becoming elected, things became really tight with my business. My home was in foreclosure, and we just couldn't afford our major medical plan that we had. So I didn't have health insurance coverage. And 6 months after assuming office, I became really ill. And I went to the emergency room, and after numerous tests and a stint in the hospital of about a week, it was discovered that I had a major tumor. Mm. Now, this tumor didn't appear overnight. It was gradual. It had been there for years. And you know, when I got my diagnosis in the hospital, the one thing that I remember thinking was, thank God this didn't happen, you know, 6 months ago, because I wouldn't have had the coverage to find out what was going on. And in all honesty, I probably wouldn't have even went to the hospital because we just couldn't afford another medical bill. And no one should have to go without medical care for fear that they won't be able to feed their families. And a simple ultrasound could have detected that problem, but because I didn't have the coverage, I didn't have access. And even though you have some clinics that are available that are free clinics, they don't necessarily have the technology to do the extensive research for some of the medical problems that a lot of our families are struggling with. And, you know, the cost on the latter end of having to deal with that tumor removal was significantly higher than making sure that I was healthy and whole prior to.
Boy. Well, very sorry for that that scare, and we trust all is well now. Dean tweets, though, and wants to know, how will Badger Care for All be paid for? So how is this paid for? Who's paying for this?
Now, as I said before, that the state would have to request a waiver or an amendment, and it would basically be done through the Department of Health Services, and that would allow them to petition the state medical assistance plan to permit individuals who are above the income guidelines or 100% above poverty level. And so it would come in different facets. It would be a mix of federal payments and state payments for the Badger Care payments. But also with the community buy-in, you also have to remember that the individuals will be paying into the system themselves. Now, the one thing that we can't fully answer is the exact cost. We have monthly averages, but it doesn't account for administrative costs. It doesn't count for the age and the health of the individuals that would be insured. But again, you know, access to health care should be a basic human right, because we want to make sure that we aren't paying money on the latter end for to take care of the issues that arise, rather than paying for preventive care, which would ultimately save the state tons of money in the beforehand, rather than having to deal with the repercussions of what comes after.
Nate in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Nate.
Hello. I'm a physician and a surgeon. My comment is, currently Badger Care pays such a low fee that hospitals and clinics that accept Badger Care are basically providing charity. For rough numbers, in my practice, my overhead's about $2,000 per surgery. Badger Care pays me an average about $1,200 per surgery. So every time I take care of something in Badger Care, I'm basically losing $800. If everybody could sign up for Badger Care, hospitals and clinics couldn't afford to be open. You know, just currently, Badger Care for All just wouldn't work, because the levels of reimbursement are so low, they don't even cover the cost of keeping a clinic or a hospital open.
Senator Johnson, what about the reimbursement levels?
And he is correct. Right now, the state of Wisconsin, the reimbursement rates are the second or third lowest in the nation. So those rates do need to be raised. And, of course, spreading the pool out to multiple individuals would help us increase those rates and help provide additional coverage, and not only to those individuals that tend to be lower income, but for everyone. The low rates of Badger Care currently are a concern for everyone, and if they aren't, they should be. But also making sure that everyone has a form of coverage that would allow them to have healthy wellness checks and hospitalization is also a significant issue. Of course, the rates would need to be raised, because we want to provide or to entice more providers to come into the pool. But even right now, for some of our low-income recipients who do have access to Badger Care, the low rates are also a huge concern for them. So being able to open up that pool and have those individuals buy in and to have those rates increased would be a significant benefit to everyone involved, both the doctors and the patients who are receiving the care.
Thanks, Dr. Nate. John in Brilliant is with us now. Hi, John.
Good morning. And my comment is the argument the legislator has made for this program sounds the same as the Affordable Care Act, and it would seem if we've made the Affordable Care Act affordable, this would not be an issue.
Do you have a response or a reaction to that, Senator Johnson?
Yes, the issue is the 100% above federal poverty level. When the Affordable Care Act was enacted, we participated in the exchange. And that meant that instead of covering additional individuals who would have been eligible, we actually kicked people off. So our trade-off were we would kick those individuals off that were above 100% of poverty level, and then include individuals that were childless adults. And so when you talk about 100% above poverty level, you're talking about individuals who are still significantly impoverished. These individuals still would qualify for food stamps. but they would be responsible for going out and purchasing their own medical care, which is why there is a revolving door for those individuals once they get employment or maintain employment for a couple of months that are coming right back onto Badger Care. And so if we would have accepted the Affordable Care Act in its entirety and not participated in the exchange, we would have been able to cover more individuals. And right now, that's a problem that we're seeing. And it's also an issue that has helped to allow the reimbursement rates for Badger Care and Medicaid to remain so low. And when you talk about allowing individuals to receive access to medical care, we want them to receive access to quality medical care. We don't want anyone to have to choose between feeding their family and actually going to the doctor. We don't want our children to be covered and not their parents. And we're seeing issues with this. And we're also seeing frustrations among the medical profession because, you know, as the doctor had said previously, they want to be able to afford to remain in practice, and that's going to involve creating a public option, raising those rates so that the people who are receiving the care can receive quality care, but also the doctors can be fairly reimbursed for their services.
Your proposal comes as the Congress and Republican members of Congress are debating on how to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Should Congress succeed in repealing the law, how would that affect this proposal?
Well, if Congress succeeds, we're talking about kicking 22 million people off of the Affordable Care Act. These individuals, in addition to the ones that are not currently insured, would not have access to medical care, and that's unacceptable. When we talk about the number in its entirety, we talk about 22 million additional people. But these people have names. They have lives. They have stories. They have families that they are responsible for. These are human beings. And we want to make sure that human beings have access to medical care. That shouldn't just be a luxury. That should be a requirement, just for the simple fact that they're here. And to talk about removing this care from these individuals, I don't understand how you could sincerely have a conversation like this and not be moved by those individuals who would be losing their care. Yeah. My mom was a union worker for over 20 years. She lost her job in Memphis. Her job was privatized. She almost lost her house. She lost her car, and she definitely lost her health insurance. So she's on the Affordable Care Act. My stepfather, they've been together for 43 years, was diagnosed with lung cancer last month. When I talk to my mom, she's telling me that she can't imagine her life without him. And in my mind, I'm just hoping that he can afford the coverage, that he can seek the medical attention that he needs. These are good, hard-working, honest people, and they don't deserve to worry about how they're going to receive health care. That should be a basic right.
Yeah, we only have a minute to go. In essence, is this Badger Care for All bill similar to Medicare for All on the national level by Senator Bernie Sanders?
Yes, it is. It's very similar in the context that we want everyone to be able to have insurance. We want there to be a public option to help spread some of the risk among the pool. Individuals who cannot afford their Affordable Care Act premiums, we get it. But if we expand the benefits or the coverage to everyone, then we average out that pool. We allow people to buy into the service. We can raise the rates, and we can make sure that everyone's insured. And we can make sure that if you are a human being in this country, that the one thing that you are entitled to, that is health care coverage, too.
Thank you very much. LaTanya Johnson, a Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.